Based up, Fushlam, Rabbi Chadamal, Yavigal, Sister Malka, Mikaela, Sarachaya, Basla, Yavigal.
No, you take it off.
Yeah, take it off.
Rachel Tipora, Rachel Basma, Yasima, Chaya Malka, Esther Basipora. Oh, that's Rabbi Ginsburg's daughter. Okay. Okay. So we are.
Like a revolution getting shorter for the wrong way.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. I'm talking to it. So we are on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. We're in the middle of talking about the Az Yashir and the Shiras Hayam. So how Rabbi Meir Omer? Rabbi Meir would say, Minayin Shafilu Ubarim Shabimei Iman Amru Shira. How do we know that even the fetuses in the womb of their mother would say Shira? Now he's not arguing, Tosis points out, he's not arguing on Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said that Tinok Mutal Birke Imo or Tinok Yonek Mishdei Imo also said Shira. He's just adding, how do we know that even those who are, it's all the way on the bottom, last line. Remeir Omer, Minayin Shafilu Ubarim Shabimei Iman Amru Shira. Shinemar is a pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech is, or Tehillim is mentioning Bnei Yisrael going into the Yam and the Kriyas Yamsuf. It says, "B'makhalos in gatherings, Baruch Hu Elokim, they blessed Hashem, Hashem Mimkor Yisrael, Hashem from the source." And Mimkor is also another word used for a womb, is the Mimkor. So Mimkor, so those from the womb sort. So now there's a Girsa issue over here, whether or not these parentheses are the gears are not. We'll read it. It says, "Ohalu chazu ay," but they're covered up. So how do they see anything? How do they see what's going on? So Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Kerem Naas, is it Kerem or Keres? Keres Naase Lahen Ki Aspaklaria Hamira. They made the womb, the belly, into some sort of glass, into some sort of mirror, and they were able to see out. Whatever they're saying, Shira, they're going to find another miracle to say that they saw it. Okay. Now we're going to finish up the Mishnah, which was Bo Bayom, Darish Rabbi Yeshua ben Horkanus Shelo Avad Iyov, Esekadosh Baruch Hu Elam Yahava. Bo Bayom, in that day, we said that day was the day that the Beis Medrash was opened, and all the Talmidim were allowed to come in, when they dethroned Rabbi Shmuel and appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, what? They dethroned Rabbi Gamliel, and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they dethroned Rabbi Gamliel because of his disputes with Rabbi Yeshua. So, Rabbi Yeshua ben Horkanus says that Iyov worshipped God from Ahava, right? Because the pasuk says, "Hein yiktileni lo ayachel." Even if he would kill me, lo, I would not, right? I would not, profane my relationship with him. So lo ayachel. So, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Horkanus had a suffix as to whether, when he said lo ayachel, whether his intention was that I would not, or lo lamidvav, I would that my relationship would end at that point. But then he proved it later on, because the pasuk later on, the Mishnah said, it said, "Ad egva lo asir tu masu meni." That he said, because he said, "Until I die, I will never. Even if I die, I will not remove my feelings towards him." So the Gemara says, "Well, what was the suffix to begin with? Look at the word that says lo yechel. Did it say lamed aleph? Did it say lamed vav? It says lech say hi lo e bi lamed aleph ksiv." Then lohu, that means not. I would not eyachel. But e lamed vav, mean lo with lamed vav, ksiv, lohu, be lohu, mean that he would profane his relationship. I will. So what's the shaila? So the Gemara says, the kol hecha, the shaila is, because you're assuming that every time it says lo, it means not. Right? The kol hecha, the ksiv, the lamed aleph, lohu. Every time it says lamed aleph, means not, it means no. Elamayat, if that's the case, look at the following pasuk in Yeshaya. This is talking about the Chazdei Hashem that he does with Am Yisrael. The pasuk says about Hashem, "Bichol tzarasam lo tzar." In all their tzaros, he is lo tzar. So now, what does that mean? If it means lo lamed aleph means literally not, then what praise that? With all their tzaros, Hashem is not sharing their tzar. What does that mean? That's not a chesed. B'lamed aleph hachinami delavu. How does that? What do you mean? Hashem does. That's not. If you say v'chitei machinami, if you say that's the case, so aksiv umalach panav hoshiam. The rest of the pasuk says that the malach, like this Michal, is going to redeem them. So it is talking about a benefit that he is with them with Sarah. So lamed aleph here doesn't mean not; it means with. So he says ella mashma hachi mashma hachi. The suffix was sometimes lamed aleph means not, sometimes lamed aleph means what we would normally mean lamed vav would mean, and therefore he had a suffix by Iyov until he got the second pasuk, which proved that Iyov was meyahava. So Tanya, learning a brisa, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says yirei elo him, Eov, he was a he feared God, right? For opening pasuk, Ishtam v'yasha yirei elokim v'sar meira. V'ne'ama yirei elokim be'avram. It also says be'avram that he was a yirei elokim. Says ki atal yodati ki yirei elokim ato. So we're going to learn a gzeira shava. Ma yirei elokim ha'amar re'avram is me'ava. It's ahava, which I don't know. They bring down that it's ava. Yeah, it was out of love. Af yirei elokim ha'amar re'iov. So to the yirei elokim, it said by Eov is me'ava. V'avram yiguf from minol. And how do we know Avram, you know, worship God me'ava? Dixiv is in Yeshaya. It says v'atal Yisrael avdi Yaakov asher b'charticha zera Avram ohavi. So therefore, you see that Avram loves Hashem. I don't know why you need that. It just says pasuk. Right, right. So we have the Yira by Avram, and since the Yira by Avram, I guess it's Yira mitoch Ava. That's what the sukkah is, because pasuk says that they're Yira Elkim, and just like Avram, his Yira Elkim stemmed from love, so to Eov, his Yira Elkim stemmed from love. So Mar asks, my Ika ben Ose mi'ava le Ose mi'ira. What's the difference if you worship God out of love and worship God out of fear? Pasuk says, Ika there is. How the sign and what it says in the following brisa, Rishim ben Elazar Omer, Gadol ha'ose mi'ava, yose min ose mi'ira. Greater is the one who does from Ava than one who does from Yira. Shezeh, the one who does from Yira, toilet le alef dor. The Zchus protects his children for 1,000 generations. Zeh, because the one who does from Ava, toilet le alpayim dor. The Zchus protects his offspring for 2,000 generations. How do we know that? Hacha, with ones who do it from Ava, Ksiv, it says, Rav Yosef Chesed, la alofim, I do chesed for 2,000 to the ones who love me and the shomer mitzvosai. And we see that shomer mitzvosai means the ones who do it for yira. The Gemara is going to say, well, it says yira in the pasuk for 2,000 as well. But we'll get to that. So hacha ksev osa chesed lalafin lovai shomer mitzvosai. The hasam by the ghost who do it from yira ksev. The full pasuk is v'yadata ki shomer kechul ulo kima kel ne'aman shomer abris v'chesed lohavav ulo shomer mitzvosai li alef dor. So shomer mitzvosai means those who do from yira. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hasam Nami, in each pasuk, it all says both, right? Hasam Nami, L'ohavav, L'shor Mitzvosav, L'elef Dor. It says, L'ohavav, L'shor Mitzvosav, 1,000 generations. So that indicates maybe Ahav was also only 1,000 generations. And also in the other pasuk, it said, by the pasuk of 2,000 generations, right, it says, L'ohavav, Osechesel Alefim, L'ohavai, L'shor Mitzvosai. So it's in both. How you say that it's basically it's a contradiction, 2,000 for both or 1,000 for both. So Gemara says, no, Hide the Samechlei. Look at where the number is connected to, the closest one that's connected to. So the first pasuk says, Osa chesel lalofim lo havai, so therefore the 2,000 goes on the love. And the second pasuk says, Shomei mitzvosav elef dor, therefore the out of Yira is 1,000 generations. So you see that love is 2,000 generations. Yira is 1,000 generations.
But it says Taloi. How do we know that means protecting?
Taloi means that any punishment is hanging. It won't go. That's the definition.
Can it be that you have both love and fear?
Of course, you can have both love. You have to have both love and fear.
Then you would have 3,000.
I don't know if it is cumulative. I don't know.
It's concurrent.
I don't know.
Oh,
okay. Doesn't say otherwise here.
So nothing bad could happen to you for the next.
It says it protects. I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. It protects you for 1,000 generations. Whatever that means, I don't know what that means. So now, Hanu Trei Talmide. There were two Talmidim to have a Yosef Kamei the Rava. There were two Talmidim who were sitting in front of Rava. Chad Amar Le Akgun B'chal Mi. I saw in my dream the following pasuk: Ma Rav Tuvcha Asher Tzafanta Li Yireyecha. The Chad Amarle Arkim B'Chami. What I saw in my dream was the Yismuchu Kol Chosevach LiOlam Yiraneinu V'Yaltzu B'Chao Avay L'Shemecha. So Amarlehu, so Rav said to them, Tarvayi Rabbanon Tzadikim Gemuratun. Both of you are Tzadikim Gemurim. Mar one, you worship Hashem Alav Ava, because it says V'Yismuchu Kol Chosevach. I guess there's happiness, so it's Ava. Love is happiness, I guess. V'Mar Meira, and one says it's from Yira, because the pasuk says LiYireyecha. So I mean, it has to be. You have to have. I think you said before, I think you have to have both. I mean, I think nowadays a lot of our young people and a lot of the movement has been to Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, has been all been this Ahava and this love and, you know, getting a high and all that thing. But I think that's very important. I think it's wonderful and very important. But you also have to realize that there's Yira also that has to be taken into place. There's Yira Hashem. We don't know, you know, why Hashem does things. We don't know why certain things happen. It has to understand that Hashem is not necessarily always our buddy. He's Avinu, but he's also Malkenu. And you have to be, there has to be a balance It can't just be over. It can't be over on either side. It can't be pure yira. It can't be pure ava. It has to be on both sides. It's not a critique for anyone in any of the shiurim. It's just that it has to be balanced. It has to be balanced. Okay. So now we start the sixth parak, and hopefully we'll tie a Sibay record of finishing two parakim in one day. I believe we probably finished two parakim in one day 7.5 years ago. So we'll try to tie. I'm just guessing. I don't know. Okay. So Rabbi Raza was no longer giving shiur at Sibay at this juncture.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding. So we mentioned that a woman who has stira, right, she's usher to her husband. And now the parak is here to talk about which edus of stira, which edus of tumah. If she has tumah, she can't drink either. What counts as edus? Tosas points out he has no idea why this parak is here. This parak should have been in the first parak. Where we're all talking about the edus of kino vistira. So we discussed that in the first parak. Then he went through the entire process of the sota. Now granted, we mentioned once in Tosos that the process we have in the Mishnayos doesn't match necessarily the process that we have in the psukim. But still, at least it went in order of sort of that first you had the Eidos, the Kinoi, the Stira, and then you had the process of the Beis HaMidrash. We already finished the process of the Beis HaMidrash, whatever that is, and now we're going back to Eidos. So look at Tosos, it says, Perek Zeh HaYahagun Shei Yeshanoi U'mu'ur V'Perek Rishon. Should be in the first Perek. La'achar Osa Bava De'el HaSuris Lecha V'Tshuma. V'yachar Kachayel Lishnos Ketzad Osila. How do you make her into a, how do you make her into a Sota? Avaltein with L'achar Shoshana Shebatku Amayim Hu Chosel Kinoi. We've already mentioned all this about that the water checked her. The last thing we left her, she's got her belly exploding and the leg falling off and gain the baal, the boa, all that stuff. And now it's going back to Aedus. Tosas leaves it to Sarachin. Why is it doing here? Anyway, nevertheless, it is here. And we will learn it. So Misha Kina Liishto. Someone is Mekana, his wife, says, don't have Stira with Ploni. And she does, right? Vinistera. Afilu Shamim Ofa Pareach. Even if he hears it from a flying bird, the chirping of the bird, Yotzi. He would divorce her and give her a ksuba. So what does that mean for the flying bird? Flying bird means he hears it, he's someone who's pasul edus, whose edus is typically as valid as the chirpings of a bird. But here we say differently because there's raglayim in the talmud. Let's look at Rashi. It says misha kana le la v'nistera im la achar shekina la nistera afilu shama meofa pareach shenistera, that she found from oxen pareach that she had stira, she had seclusion. Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. The Rabbi Lezla Tamei, and this is Rabbi Lezla Tamei, the Amr Parakama, we saw in the first blot, that Stira lo bai Eidus. For the Stira, you don't need Eidus. Rabbi Yeshua, so he does need Eidus for Stira. Vafilu Eved, even an Eved, Vafilu Shivcha, even a maidservant, Ne'amanim, they are believed. Dahainu Nami Ka'ofa Pareach, they're also considered like the chirpings of the bird, because normally they don't count for anything. De Itkish Latuma, the Kulu Mehamniba, everyone is believed when it comes to Eidus of Tuma. Hilkach, therefore, ne'esar Allah, therefore she's usher. The im eino roch lashkoso, and if he doesn't want to give her the water, he says, for whatever reason, I don't want to give her the water, it's going to check me, I feel bad, whatever the reason is, but nevertheless, the edus of the chirping birds is valid, and therefore she's usher to him, because there was stira after the kinoi. And im eino roch lashkoso, yotziv nikzuba. If he doesn't want her to drink, meaning he doesn't want to give her the opportunity to necessarily prove her innocence, he has to divorce her, and he has to give her ksuba, because he's the one who's withholding her opportunity to free herself. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ad sheyisu v'yitnu ba mozros halavonas, balavona, until those who twirl the strings at the light of the moon, I mean the rumor mongers, until you hear from all the rumors are out. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yeshua says, look at Rashi, so Machlokes Rashi told us here, we're learning like Rashi, Klomar Mishum Stira. She'ein ba beis edim ein aner saras lov. Yeshua says you need two edim for this on stira. You can't have. He says you need two edim on stira, right? Rabbi Shula Tamei the Amar in the first parak mashka pishnayim. You need only to drink. You need two. Miyu kishe yisu v'yitnu Moses b'levana. When the rumors are out there and everyone's talking about her infidelity, v'yitnu Moses b'levana b'prutusa mechuer adavar. It's a really disgusting thing to stay married to this woman. V'teitze he should divorce her. The water won't check her anyway. Can assign your parakama because it says v'torahi v'losha yisnu v'yitnu b'mizoros b'levana. The water can't check her, but she's got these people talking about her pritzos. According to Rashi, it seems like that she already did kinoi. There already was kinoi, and then there are these stories about her. He should divorce her, but he would probably have to give her the ksuba in that place because what?
The gossipmongers don't have a
cheshes kashrus
because
they do have a cheshes kashrus, but they're not testifying. They're just saying. So Rabbi Yeshua is saying that it's not And midin sota, you have to divorce her. You have to divorce her because it's disgusting to be married to someone they talk so disgusting about. Usually where there's smoke, there's fire. So divorce her. However, you can't force her to drink. And since you're divorcing her and she has no opportunity to prove her innocence, you have to give her the ksuba.
But if these people spread rumors all the time, how do you know that there's any veracity what they're
because
saying?
Because there's kinoi. There's reglayim ledavar. The whole thing every year is always reglayim ledavar. There always has to be reglayim ledavar. That's how it works. Okay. Tosos says differently. Tosos says that it's talking about before there was kinoi. And therefore, Rabbi Lazar and Yeshua are talking about two different. He just simply, if they're gossiping about your wife that she's having pre-tubes, maybe it's best to divorce. Okay, Amar Eid Echad Anira Ishi Shenitme. So now we're talking about different types of Eidos. One, so you have Kinoi, and you have Stira. So if we ended right there, she would have to go and drink. But the Eid Echad comes and says Anira Asiya Shenitme. I saw that while she had the Stira, she also had the relationship. They also had she was nitmes. So lo haisa shosa, she would not drink, and she would not get the ksuba because the Torah believes ein echad who's made on their tumah. We'll see soon in the Gemara. Normally, if there's no kinoi in stira, ein echad is not believed because you need two witnesses. But here, because you have the kinoi and the stira, the Torah believes one witness, and therefore there's no drinking. Because the whole point of the mesota is to prove whether or not she's guilty or not. As you said, the one witness is proof that she's guilty, and there's no need for the mesota. The lo od, not only that, el afilu eved, afilu shivcha, even if it's a slave, or a maidservant, hare el neomanim, afle posle miksuvasa. They are believed, full-fledged believability, Ne'amanus, that if there's kinoi and stira, and these people come and say, or this person comes and says that she had bia during that stira, no drinking, that she doesn't drink the water, and she loses her ksuva. Not only that, chamosa bas chamosa, her mother-in-law, her the daughter of her mother-in-law, but sarasa, her co-wife, the yivimta, and the wife of her brothers of her husband's brother, ubas bala. Hare Elon Amanus. They all believe. These are five women that are listed in the Gemara and Yuvamus and Afkuf Yud Zayin that are not. Usually we believe someone who says her husband died. These five are not believed because they want to get her in trouble. These are her sonos. Nevertheless, they are believed that she had stira there, but we limit their Amanus to figure out why that's the case. Below the postum exuvasa elish lo tishte. We believe them, we don't believe them. We believe them enough to say that their Amanus is fine and therefore she doesn't have to drink. But we don't believe them to say that she loses her ksuba, which is a little bit difficult to understand. It's usually one or the other. One follows the other. If she cannot drink, that means we've proved her guilt, and therefore she shouldn't have the ksuba. Okay, we showed him after the achronim deal with that. Okay, next, the Mishnah is going to bring the proof that the Eid Echad is believed by Tuma after Kino Vistira. So the Gemara says, Haya Badin, really, we would learn by Kal v'chomer that you should have two Eidim. There should be two Eidim. This Ma'im Eidus Rishona, the Eidus Rishona, which means the Eidus of Stira, She'ino Srosa Iser Olam, does not permanently forbid her because theoretically she can drink the Mesota and come off Sakat free. Einim is Kayam Pachas Mishnayim, you need two witnesses. Now this is clearly going to point to Rabbi Yeshua, because as we mentioned the Resha of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says that the Stira, you can even have the bird chirp. So if going, you need two witnesses, it has to go according to Rabbi Yeshua. So, Ma'im Eidus Rishona, which is the Eidus of Stira, Enos Rosa Yisra Olam, Enos Kayimanas Pacha Mishnayim, Eidus Achrona, the latter Eidus, which is when they testify upon her that she actually did have the Bia, She'os Rosa Yisra Olam, which will forbid her forever and ever and ever, Eno Din, Shalok Tiskayim Pacha Mishnayim, it's more chummer. So if it should definitely require two witnesses. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, this is by the Isha that's Nitmes, it says, V'hi Nitma, the aid ain't ba, and there is no witness to her. So, no witness to her. There, from there, we learned, as the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that it says the aid ain't ba, that she's usher. It says kol edus sheyesh ba, any type of edus that's by her. That's gzeiros hakasav, special gzeiros hakasav. That after kinoi v'stira, one witness will be sufficient.
Also, the aid is written in the singular.
We'll get to that. Okay. So Kal v'chomer, so the Gemara says, okay, fine, let's do it the other way around. If you have now this chomer eidus only requires one, let's say the less chomer witness, which is the beginning, or the stira, should also only require one. Why would you need two? So Kal v'chomer le'edus rishona me'ata from here. So ma'im eidus achrona, which is osa her isra olam, harehi miskiyamis be'ed echad, it's sufficient if you only have one witness. Eidus Rishona, the first one, She'eino Shrasi Yisro Olam, the Eidus of the Stira, which is not going to forbid her forever, because she can drink the Meisota, right? So one witness should be enough there also. So Talmud Lomer, no, we have the Gzeris Shava of Davar. Pasuk says, Kimatva Evers Davar. And Lahan, by Eidus, it says, Apishnaim Eidin Yokum Davar. Malahalan by the Dini Mamnos is Apishnaim. Avkan Apishnaim. By Davar Shabba Ever, you need two. Aye, so why don't you need two by the Tumma Acher Stira? Gzeris Akasav Eidinba, which would be there. So normally you need two. This is just a specific situation. We have Gzeris Akasav, that one is sufficient. Okay, so now, Eid Omer Nitmes. You have one witness that comes and says, I saw that she was Nitmes during that stira. The Eid Omer, now I was there, I witnessed that stira also. They didn't have beer at the time. They didn't. The Eid Omer Lo Nitmes. It's hard to, I don't know how you can testify with negative. Maybe they did it before, maybe they did it after. Maybe when you were right there, they didn't see it, you know. Everything has to be in context. So he said, Eid Omer Nitmes, the Eid Omer Lo Nitmes. So there's one against one. Isha Omeris Nitmes, one woman who's believed in this situation, says that she was Nitmes. The Isha Omeris Lo Nitmes. So Haisha Sosa. She would have to drink. Why? When she has the stira, it's a suffix. So she has to drink to get rid of the suffix. One witness says that there's no suffix. She was Nitmes, therefore she wouldn't drink. One witness says that there was no beer. Therefore, so they cancel each other out. The one we left with, the suffix. So she goes and drinks. She has to go and drink. Next case. Echad Omer Nitmes.
Why does this woman A, this one, what does that bring to the table? I mean, a woman generally is not his puzzle.
Right, but we just started in the Mishnah. Lo Od. Right? El Afilu Eved, Afilu Shivcha. That's what we just learned. It's the same Mishnah. Right? After you have the Kinoi Vestira, everyone's believed.
Even a Katan.
I don't know. What about a Masachik Bakubia? What about someone who's puzzled? What about a Rotseach? I don't know. I think anyone who has technically, you have to check whether they believe in that. Doesn't mention anything about a Katan. I don't know.
It's not a big deal. I mean, it's just a matter of solving the fact that you have a
We relax the regular rules of testimony. So now we have, since they cancel each other out, Eidus Mukheshes cancels each other out, and that's it. You have to go left where you were originally. Originally we had Kino Yistira, so go drink. Now, Echad Omer Nitmes. One says that she was Nitmes, and therefore she does not drink. Ushnayim Omrim Lo Nitmes. And two say that she did not Nitmes, and therefore the two not cancel out the one, and Shosa, that she has to go drink. Shnayim Omrim Nitmes. Two say that she had Tumah, therefore she should not drink. The Echad Omer Lo Nitmes, and one say that she did not have Bia. Then Lo Aisa Shosa, because we say that the one is knocked off by the two. Two are more powerful, apparently. And therefore, when the one is knocked off by the two, in this case, the two said Nitmes, there's no drinking, because we've already clarified the suffix. Okay. The Mishnah had mentioned again that you need two witnesses on the Stira, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. You need two witnesses on the Stira. Remember, you have Kinui, Stira, Tumah. Three process. So they learned out that you need two witnesses on the stira because you learned a gzeira shava of davar. Right? He said al pishnayim eid miyakum davar by dini mamnos. It says ki matzah by erva's davar by erva. So anything by erva requires two witnesses, just like by mamnos. So why do we learn out that you need two by the stira from the gzeira shava of davar? Tamud loma ki matzah by erva's davar. Tamud loma v'hinit mesa ein ba. But we know that one witness is good by the Tumah, but and we learned out earlier on Dav Gimel Amud Beis that Ba Velo Bikinoi, Ba Velo Bistira Rebaile. It's the Zeris has custom by Ba specifically says that only one witness is good by the Tumah, but that means that two witnesses by the Kino by the Stira. So why are you going out to learn that from Xeris Shava from elsewhere? That our Parsha itself teaches you that you only have one witness is only good by the Tumah, but by the Kinoi and Stira you would need two. Why are you going outside? So the Gemara says, Einachanami, Hachinami Kamer. That's exactly what the Mishnah is. The Gemara saying that it's a Chesurim Mechsra. And this is after you read the Mishnah. It says as follows. Tamil Lomer Ba. It said Ba. Tamil Lomer Ba. Ba Velo Bikinoi. Ba Velo Bistira. And therefore, one witness is only good by Tumah. It's not good by Kinoi, not good by Stira. Go back to the Gemara Daf Gimel to answer why, how Rabbi Lezer gets out of this, because he says one witness is good by Stira. So Tam Lomer Ba, Velo Bikinoi, Ba Velo Bistira. What about stam tumah? Witnessing in the street, I saw someone had an illicit relationship without kinoy and stira. How do I know there? How do we know in that situation that an eid echad is not believed? Oh, no, because there you have the gzeirah shava of davar. You have to have two witnesses. So again, when it comes to, again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the stira needs two witnesses, and the tumah only requires one witness, you learn it out from the fact that it says, that the tumah is, we can have one witness, but the kinoy and stira would need two witnesses. But, now you have, after kinoy, after stira, one witness is good enough for the tumah, so she wouldn't drink. But, if you have no kinoy and no stira, and then one witness testifies that she had an illicit affair, that's not sufficient, because there, you have the gzeir shava of davar davar, and davar shavar apathos mishnayim. Okay. Next, the Mishnah mentioned Eid Omer Nitmes, right? One witness said that she was Nitmes, and one witness says she was not Nitmes. We cancel each other out, and we say that she is, that she drinks. Cancel somebody else, say that she drinks, because we're stuck. It's kinoy stira. Something I said. It's Kino Estira. And, kidding.
He's going to make a minion for Avil.
Who's the Avil?
One on the list that we crossed off.
His neighbor
passed away.
Oh, yeah, I swear. So two on the list in one day? Okay. Who's the neighbor? You know?
It was an old man.
Shimon's
in peril. He wasn't that old?
No, I thought it was awesome.
What's his last name?
I don't know. He lived in the apartment building where he lived.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's actual?
Yeah.
No. I just want to make sure everything's okay. Well, apparently not. Okay. So, Eid Omer Nitmes. One witness says, do you have kinoy and stira? One witness says she was Nitmes. One witness says she was not Nitmes. We stuck. They cancel each other out, and therefore we're left with the suffix, and she has to drink. So Gemara says, Taima de kamachishle. That's only because they contradict each other. Halo kamachishle. But if the witness who said that she was Nitmes was not contradicted by another witness, Eid Echa Meheman, the one witness is believed, and therefore she's Tamei, and there she doesn't drink. So Minahinamili. We read this in the Mishnah, basically. But how do we know that the one witness is believed by the Tumah? So the Gemara says, "Utana Rabbanon, the Eid Ein Ba, right? The Eid Ein Ba, B'Shnayim Akasim Adaber. There is no witness. The pasuk is talking about two. In other words, I don't have the pasuk in front of me, but the pasuk says, "V'shachav Ish Osa Shichva Zera, the Ne'ala Meinei Isha, the Nistera, the He Nitmeis." The Eid Ein Ba, the He Lo Nitpasa, and she's not raped. There's no witness, and she's not raped. The Eid Ein Ba. So the Pasuk says, "Mishnayim Akasim Adaber." So there's no two witnesses. I mean, there is one witness. So how do you know Eid here? Like you mentioned before, it's written singular. How do you know here the singular means plural? How do you know? It says Eid Ein Ba. It's Mashma singular. It means that there's nobody. The Eid Ein Ba, Mashma, that there is no witness. But we're saying the Eid Ein Ba is meaning that there aren't two witnesses. There's one witness. Ata Omer Mishnayim, O Einu El Echad. Maybe it's literally. It means only there was no witness at all. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Lo yakum eid echad b'ish. It's pasuk in Devarim Perikites. Lo yakum eid echad b'ish. What do you mean eid echad? Eid is. Why do you have to have the echad clarifying the eid? So mimashma shenemar lo yakum eid in yodeshu echad. When in fact it says eid, do I not know that it's echad? That it's one. Uma tamud lomer echad. What does echad come to include? Zebanaav. It comes to teach us a general rule. Kol makom shenemar eid. Anytime the Torah mentions the word eid, stam says the word eid. Harei kachnayim. It is two. Eid means two witnesses. Ad sheyifel lecha kasev echad. Until the pasuk specifically tells you it's talking about one witness. So now our pasuk says eid ein ba, which means two witnesses are not there. It means one witness is there. And if one witness is there and she's not raped, then she doesn't drink the mesota. All right. Va'amar Rachman. The pasuk says trei lesba. Just continuing. It says eid ein ba trei lesba el echad. The hilo nitpasa. And she wasn't forced. Asura. She would still be asur. Eid Ein Ba would mean there are two witnesses. Come to teach us. If there's one witness, the one witness is believed, and she is Asura. So one witness is believed. Again, this is after only a kinoy v'stira. If there's no kinoy v'stira, you need two witnesses on the tumah. So the Mbara says, okay, wait a second. Now I'll ask a more lumpish question. You said one and one to cancel out. We just said now that one witness is believed after the kinoy v'stira. That one witness, any place the Mbara is saying, anytime you believe one witness, they have the power of two. So the one equals two. How does the second one knock him off? He doesn't have the power of two.
Why not?
Because who says he's believed by one?
Then it's a 2-1-1 that should knock him out.
Exactly. The Gemara says, V'kevin demi d'oraisa eidecha mihemon idach, the second one, heichi mati machishli. How can you contradict him? Ha amar ula, ula says, kol makam shemina Torah eidechad, any place the Torah gives ne'emanis to an eidechad, harei kan shnayim. He gets the status of two. The ein dvar v'shal eidechad bin makam shnayim. And the second aid who says that the second aid that comes around can't be believed against the first aid, because the first the testimony that she was nitmes is believed like two. Then the guy comes and says, well, she's not nitmes, you can't cancel out. It's two against one. Right? So like everyone has one, you have one vote, it'll buy hands. You know, that's how it is.
Exactly.
I have two votes. The Gemara says, Ula says, you're right. Ella Amar Ula. If you had one, they said, if you had one witness that comes and says she was nitmes, and then another witness comes and says she was not nitmes, we believe the first one like two, and she does not drink. She doesn't, because you have the nemanos of two witnesses. Rabbi Chia Omer, no, don't change the girsa. Haisha sosa. No, the Mishnah's right. She would drink. They cancel each other out. So Rabbi Chia kashdula. But according to you, Rabbi Chia, you have ula's kasha. How do they cancel each other out? The first one's believed like two, the second one is not. The Gemara says, Lokasho, Rav Chiya gives an answer. When do we say that the first one is believed like two? It's kam vas achas, kam beze achar ze. What does that mean? Depends on when the second witness comes. Look at Rashi. Kam vas achas. It's in the short lines.
They're both standing there together.
Yeah, so let's read the Rashi. You see the words kam vas achas? It's about two-thirds of the way down in the Gemara, right across.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, got masnisin. The Mishnah says that they cancel each other out. That's kishehi idu shneiem besokadei dibur. It's where one they testify right after each other. Tokadei dibur right after each other. The butler devar of miyad. The lone is kaima idu some of beizdin. In other words, the one gets the power of two is when beizdin accepts it and they're done with it. Then he has the power of two. Someone else comes afterwards. No, then they can't contradict him. But here beizdin hasn't even made an hachra yet. One guy says yes, one guy says no. It hasn't been long enough to base him to decide based on that one witness in order to cancel out the second witness.
It's like offsetting penalty.
Exactly. Okay? Heminu Torah kishnayim. Where does the Torah believe the one witness like two? He testified. V'yatza. And he left. And he went. Now they're basically done. The shu lo matzichad lechushay. Now you can't have... The second one cannot cancel out the first one because we're already basically talking about him. Rashi says it's Tokei Dibur. Tosa doesn't like Tokei Dibur. That's really a lot of time. Tosa says, right, it's very, or Rabbi Mori, it's very short. So Tosa says, Bezeh Chazeh means that they accepted the first Eidus and they passed based on it, the Horu. It's in the middle of this Tosa's Kanvas Achas. It's Lahachi Nira El Efarish. But that's the difference. So our Mishnah, where they believe the second one, is where it was Zeh Charzeh. It was Mevas Achas. Ula's case is Zeh Charzeh. That's all. That's all the answers. That's one answer. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Chiya now. So Rabbi Chiya says the difference is Zeh Charzeh and Mevas Achas. Our Mishnah, they cancel each other out, is Mevas Achas. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the second case in the Mishnah, Ein Omer Nitmes. One witness says that she was Nitmes, and therefore no drinking. Ushnayim Omerim Lo Nitmes. And two say that she does not drink. Haisa Shosa. She would drink. So what's the diuk? The diuk here is that if it's one against two, the two cancel out the one. And therefore... She would drink, because he said there's no tumma. What's the diuk? Ha chad v'chad. If it's one against one, lo hais v'shosa. She wouldn't drink. Meaning they would cancel each other out. First case is somebody suggests she was nitmes, therefore no drink. Second case is someone says that she. She wasn't nitmes, therefore she shouldn't. She should drink. We say lo hais v'shosa. We believe the first one. We substitute Rabbi Chiya. Which is a question of Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya said that you changed it to say that she would drink.
Probably this one does not have to be Zechazeh.
I know, so that's an easy... The Gemara gives a different answer, but I think that's a simple... That's a very simple answer. I don't know. I think there's a footnote in the article that says that, in the brackets, that asks that question. So let's just read Rashi. Yeah. What? Yeah? There it is, okay. So, ha-chad v'chad, right? Ha-chad v'chad would not drink, and that would be a question of Rabbi Chiya. Ha-chad v'chad, al-korchach lo ha-isa shosa. Because Tana Bereisha, Di Haisa Shosa, because Korchak Lo Haisa Shosa Tana Bereisha, must be that it says Lo Haisa Shosa, like Ula says, is what's mentioned in the Reisha. Di Haisa Shosa, because if she would be drinking in the first case, Hasu Lomeli, why do I need the second case to tell me that she would not drink? Right? If it's Lo Haisa Shosa and Lo Haisa Shosa, what's the difference between the first case and the second case? Right? Hashda Bechad Havi Achasha Trebibai, if one person is enough to contradict her, two is also going to be to contradict the witness, two is also enough to contradict. Right? Umas Nisan, in other words, why do you have to say, if you're saying that the first case is eight, one says nitmace, one says nitmace, she would not, one says not nitmace, she doesn't drink. Okay, fine. That means we have the contradiction. So contradiction means you don't drink. So why would you say, if one and one contradicts, one and two also certainly contradicts?
It's a different case.
But why would you need it? It'd be obvious.
Because it's different players, different contexts.
But it's an obvious rule.
But it's a different context.
But it's obvious. Mishnah doesn't mention things that are obvious. It's obvious. If one contradicts one, two certainly contradict one.
Because it's really that difference. Because there's a machlok as a zechazeh.
But the Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara doesn't answer that. So Amar Lach Rabbi Chiya.
Because they don't mention obvious things.
Amar Lach Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya says, "Lutameich, according to you, let's look at the diak in the seifa. Ema seifa. Shnayim omer nitmeis. Two say that she was nitmeis, and therefore no drinking. Beyechad omer lo nitmeis. And one says she was not nitmeis. Lo aisha shosa. What's the diak from there? Hachad v'chad aisha shosa. The diak there is my way. That one and one, you would be drink. So you can't learn it out from there.
No,
so,
they're the one that went offset.
No, because why? Again, if your mishnah is mentioning a rule, you can make a diak from the rule. Right? And we're trying to figure out what the one-in-one case is. If two against one, if only two against one, if two against one, lo haisa shosa, that's the only time you don't drink. So one against one, you would drink. That's the diuk that they're making. So the Gemara says, okay, no, scratch that. The whole Mishnah is not talking about regular Avis. The whole Mishnah is talking about people who are Pusul Avis, who are coming. Remember, we believe them. But what's the status given to these Pusul Avis? So, Elo kula bipsule edus, and it's going according to Rav Nechemya. I think we've seen this Rav Nechemya before. Right? Where is Rav Nechemya? In Yevamos. Right? You did see Rav Nechemya before. Okay? So Rav Nechemya, the sign of Nechemya Omer, kol makom shemina tole eid echad, holech achar rov deos, v'asu shtei nashim v'ish echad, v'shnei nashim v'ish echad. Once we're loosening the rules of edus, that where one is believed, everything goes thrown out the window. Normally, we say trei kameya. Two against 100, doesn't matter. But when we get to the case of now we're believing in eid echad, everything is thrown out the window when we go according to Rov Deis. Now quantity makes a difference. Look at Rashi. It's the last short Rashi. Kol makom shemina Torah, hotziu le'edu zeh mechlal kol eidu yishu b'torah. We knock this out of the world. This is a rule breaker, and now we're out of the regular realm of eidus. Lefichach psulim v'ksheirim shavin. Psulim, ekshayrim, men and women, are equal. Right? And halach acharov deos hameid medaver. You go according to the majority. The majority rules in this case. So therefore what? So when you have two against one in our case, or you have one witness comes, whoever is more, that's what we're going to follow. That's all. It's pretty relatively simple. Questions, what do you do with Ula? Right, what do we do with Ula? So I think that means only up to the point where someone comes and contradicts them. Okay. So that's how they answer. So, and therefore, right, so every case that we have now, I guess every case that we have now, I guess this is how Rav Chiya would answer, every case we have now, one-on-one cancels, two-on-one wins, the two wins, two-on-one to two wins, doesn't matter which way. But I think then the question we had before, if that's the case, you don't need to have both cases, just say two wins, and then you're done. Okay, the Ika the army, now some say no. So therefore, Rav Chiya says, and therefore two women beat each echad, because if two women is the same thing, two women in that case is the same thing as two men and one man. Two men, women overtake one man, just like two men would overtake one man in a regular case. If you're in an eight echad case, two women could overtake one man because it's going according to majority. The ika de army, no. Some say you learn it this way. Kol hecha de asa eight echad kasher meyikara afilu meyin nashim namik eight echad damyon. Now, if you have eight echad, is believed, then if the eight echad, the first witness to come is a man, He trumps, and therefore he will equal 100. He will equal 100 women, and then so in our case, how do we do it? Our case, what?
So that's different, exactly.
So hacha b'mayaskin l'da'asa isha meikara, that the one witness that came first is a woman. If you deal with that, it came with psulei edus. So the first one, if the first person that comes is a man, It's going to, no matter if 1,000 women come later, it's going to offset and be it'll cancel each other out. So our cases have to be where the first witness who came was a woman. She's believed. And then you have 1,000 who comes afterwards. It doesn't matter who comes afterwards. If they're more than one, they will take over. They will trump.
But basically, we just throw both out the window based on the gender.
If the man comes first by an Eid Echad. So then how do you read Rav Nechunya, though? How do you read Rav Nechunya? So, the Rav Nechemya. V'terts Rav Nechemya Hachim, Nechemya Omer, Kol Malkam Shinu Torah, Eid Echad. Every time the Torah believes one witness, Hala Achar Rav Deus, you go according to the majority. But also, Shtei Nashim, Be'isha Achas. So, two women against one woman is the same thing as two men, Shnei Anashim, Be'isha Echad, in a regular Eidus. Aval Shtei Nashim, Be'isha Echad, Ki Pagav Tamidami. But two women going against the testimony of one man, that becomes 50-50, they cancel each other out, because the one man has Ne'manus if he comes first. Okay. So if at first the Eid Echad Kasher comes, and then... Fine, okay. V'tarte b'psuli Eidus Lamelis. Now asking the question. So what we mentioned before, why do we need two cases to teach me about psuli Eidus? Why do we need two cases? Two, one, one, two... Same thing. Why do we need two? This is basically your question. So the Gemara says, "Ma'u detema," because we need it because ki as lina basa rov deos. When will we go according to the rov deos? We would say dafka lechumra. That's only lechumra. Gemara assumes that chumra means that she would drink. That would be the case where one witness says nitmes and two witnesses come and say that she's not nitmes, and therefore we go according to rov deos and require her to drink. That's lechumra. Aval lekula, but maybe lekula where one witness says she was not nitmes. And two witnesses says she was nitmeis, and therefore the kula means she would not drink. Lo as lina, we would go according to Rov Deus, Kamash Malan, that across the board, you go according to Rov Deus. I'm not sure why drinking is considered chumrah and not drinking is considered not chumrah. There's chumras on both sides. You know, if she doesn't drink, then you're saying that's a kula, but that's actually can lead to a chumrah because she doesn't drink. She has no opportunity of getting back to her husband. Okay. So we tied the Sibe record. We finished 2 prakim in one day. Hajalach Mishakina, Hashlam Mishakina. Hajran Allah Mishakin. I said we tied it basically from last year. 7.5 years ago, we probably did the same thing.
Okay. Do we have any other cases of Rov and Kula?